Hello, my dear boys and girls. Welcome to this brand new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. I hope you are all ready to hear something new today. So let's start. This story is about two children, Yaman and Hina, and their small and happy family. They were brother and sister and lived with their parents in a tiny village near the ocean. Their father was a fisherman who used to go fishing at dawn every morning. Upon his return, their mother would take the fresh catch of the day to the village market and sell it for some money. Using that money, she would buy whatever food and other necessities the family needed and return home. Yaman and Hina were in charge of milking their single cow and collecting the eggs from the chickens that they owned. The fresh milk, boiled eggs, and warm handmade chapatis served as a healthy meal for the whole family. The children would rush to school after their meal and studied hard. They were both excellent students and stood first in their respective classes. By the time the children returned home in the evening, a hot meal would be waiting for them and the small family would sit down to eat together. After the meal would come the favorite part of the day for the kids. Their father worked a second job as a repairman and would often tinker with various radios, clocks, watches, irons, pumps, and so on. Since there was no proper repair shop in the village, the villagers would often bring their broken or damaged gadgets to their father, who tried his best to fix them and charge a modest fee for the same. He would often let Yaman and Hina watch and learn while he worked on them and repaired them. Even though he was not a trained technician or engineer, he had taught himself how to repair such machines and was quite good at it. The children had acquired his interest and his knack in this area and always looked forward to whatever latest gadget their father had received to be repaired. For the smaller and simpler machines, the kids were sometimes allowed to try their hand at repairing it and were becoming quite good at it. All in all, they were a close-knit, loving and hard-working family and were content with their lives. Yaman and Hina spent day after happy day doing their chores, studying at school, playing with their friends and learning from their father. One rainy afternoon, the children were returning home from school as usual along with their friends. They were a group of 6 boys and girls and they all lived close to the beach and usually walked back together. It was drizzling lightly, but the children were used to a little rain and it did not bother them. Besides, they would reach home soon and change out of their wet uniforms into dry and comfortable clothes. As they walked back towards their houses, Yaman suddenly heard one of his friends, Nitin, shout out for help and shriek in terror. Nitin was the youngest and smallest in their group and had been the last one walking as he had hurt his foot during a football match earlier in the afternoon. Yaman immediately spun around and saw Nitin disappearing into the sandy beach as if the sand under his feet had just opened up into a crater. For an instant, Yaman was frozen to the spot. But his quick reflexes kicked in and he jumped towards Nitin, stretching out his arm, trying to reach for the boy. Nitin barely managed to grab Yaman's hand as the sand under him collapsed completely. Yaman too was pulled forward due to Nitin's weight and he himself was in danger of being pulled into the widening hole that was developing on the beach. The other children had realized what was happening and were wondering what to do. Meena was the sharpest of the lot, and she realized that both her brother and Nitin were in immediate danger of being dragged into the hole that had just appeared on the beach. Using her presence of mind, she instructed Mahesh, the strongest of the boys in the group, to immediately hold on to Yaman's ankle so that he wasn't dragged in as well. The other children also formed a human chain and helped Mahesh. The boys were safe for the moment, but the children could not hold on to their friends forever. Meena thought quickly and improvised. She carefully walked and took off all the canvas belts that the children were wearing. She quickly formed several tight and sturdy fisherman's knots that she had learned from their father, converting the series of belts into a long length of strong rope. She then tied one end of it firmly to Yaman's ankle while instructing Mahesh and the other children to pull them out. She herself got a sturdy bamboo pole and held it out towards Yaman and Nitin so that she could offer them additional support. After much heaving and pulling, the two boys were finally back on solid ground. But the children did not stop there. They quickly moved several meters further back from where they had been standing and looked on in astonishment as more and more of the beach suddenly disappeared into the crevice right in front of their eyes. The whole episode had happened in less than 3 minutes, and now there was a deep hole in the ground where just a few minutes ago there had been a lovely sandy beach. The children ran back to their families and explained what had happened. Everybody congratulated Yaman on his bravery and Meena on her quick thinking and wit. They also congratulated all the other children for staying and helping their friends while risking their own lives in the process. But the question remained as to why such a thing had happened in the first place. Over the next few weeks, a lot of inquiries were conducted by the local government bodies, and it was finally understood that the incident that had taken place was a result of excessive construction that had been going on along the beach over the past 50 years. The construction had resulted in a lot of material, especially certain chemicals, being dumped into landfills on the island. These harmful chemicals had in turn leached into the bedrock under the island, corroding it and making it weaker and weaker over the years. Finally, the solid bedrock under the island's beach had given way and resulted in the large and deep sinkhole that the children had almost fallen into. Sometimes these kinds of sinkholes take years and years to get formed naturally, while sometimes they may form in just a few decades due to man-made reasons like construction, water flow changes, and so on. Yaman and Meena decided to treat this incident as a lesson and made up their minds to study hard and become scientists and engineers. After they graduated from college, they joined the government and the scientific teams to study and prevent the formation of such sinkholes on their beach and in various other parts of the country as well. They became leading scientists who looked for ways and means of development without destabilizing or destroying the balance of our natural world. Children, this was just a small example of how a single afternoon in one's life can have such a huge impact. Had the children not experienced this, they may never have known about such issues and might have done something completely different with their lives. Instead, they used the opportunity to try and make a difference. Today, I urge you, children, to keep your eyes and ears open for such opportunities or problems that you might come across in your lives. Why don't you think of ways and means of solving them? And perhaps that can help to make the world a better place for all of us. I will see you next time with another interesting story. Until then, be good, be happy, and bye-bye.